Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. We're going to start in the nation's capital today, where despite calls for new leadership, Nancy Pelosi has been chosen by House Democrats as the nominee to lead them in the new Congress. Now, a small group of Democrats, led in part by Massachusetts Representative Seth Moulton, has been critical of Pelosi. But Pelosi just told reporters moments ago that she's confident she has the votes to become the next speaker in January.
I think we're in pretty good shape. But again, I don't want to make other people's announcements for them. But we go forward with confidence and humility.
Kimberly Atkins is Washington Bureau Chief for the Boston Herald, and she joins us from D.C. Kimberly, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So I know the votes are still being officially counted, I guess. What's the latest?
Yes, I mean, this was expected to be a fairly easy hurdle for Leader Pelosi to clear today in the Democratic caucus, where she just needs a majority to move forward and on to that floor vote, which takes place January 3rd. But leading up to that, there was still a lot of wrangling to be done with some folks who had expressed opposition, including the group that was led by Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton. But as the day has gone on, just as the last couple of weeks have gone on, Nancy Pelosi has seemed to be systematically clearing every hurdle in her path to reclaiming the speakership in January. And we saw that happening today.
Yeah. So let's talk about, we'll talk about Moulton in a minute, but you also tweeted that Stephen Lynch, Congressman Lynch, who signed this anti-Pelosi letter that had been circulating, he told reporters that he could be persuaded to support her. How big of a development is that? And what do you think that means?
Yeah, I mean, look, we've been seeing that latest development with Congressman Lynch, who's the other Massachusetts delegation member who had said he was going to vote against her. We've seen Pelosi and her supporters really trying to negotiate and stir up support from within the caucus in the past few weeks, and it seems that the same thing is happening with Congressman Lynch. He's expressed an openness as he continues to meet with her and her supporters that he could come around and support her. We've seen other signers of this list do the same, either say that they are still open or express their support for Nancy Pelosi. We saw most importantly, the one name that was floated, Congresswoman Marsha Fudge, last week came out and said she was supporting Nancy Pelosi. She was floated as a potential challenger. So we've seen systematically negotiations behind the scenes to get people on board to support the leader.
Now, in terms of Seth Moulton, who's been very vocal, we did get a statement from him who maintains that Pelosi will not have the 218 votes necessary to become speaker. But also New York Representative Kathleen Rice put out a statement saying that when Moulton and Kathleen Rice and Ohio Rep. Tim Ryan met with Pelosi to express their concerns, they were, quote, dismissed outright. And that statement goes on from Representative Rice to say, quote, we remain united in our goal of new leadership. So Pelosi was asked about this today, and we have a little bit of tape from that. So let's listen.
Kathleen Rice just put out a statement saying that she met with you.
Excuse me, you have any questions about our plans and how we go forward?
She just put out a statement saying she met with you, and you dismissed her concerns outright about
leadership transition. Let me tell you something. I'm talking about scores of members of Congress who just gave me a vote, are giving me a vote of confidence. That is where our focus is. Are there dissenters? Yes, but I expect to have a powerful vote as we go forward.
So, Kimberly Atkins, what do you make of that exchange?
Yeah, I mean, Nancy Pelosi's message coming out of the caucus was that of unity. She was really expressing confidence and expressing that the unification of the folks who are supporting her and really wanting to focus on that and being really playing down this opposition publicly in a way that she has been. Look, she did say at one point, look, I've always had challengers. This isn't anything new, you know, sort of a nothing to see here approach to this challenge. But, I mean, to her point, that challenge, as we mentioned, is just seems to be getting weaker and weaker by the moment. And as far as the as Congressman Moulton's statement, it stops a little short of what Congresswoman Rice said, that they were dismissed and that she's going to vote against Pelosi on the floor. Congressman Moulton said that he is still willing to talk to Nancy Pelosi again, and he hopes that they come back to the table, and stop short of saying that he would vote against her. But it's pretty clear that the insurgency that was forming against her is really starting to fizzle.
So do you think Seth Moulton will pay a price for this?
Yeah, I don't know. Seth Moulton is somebody who came to Washington as somebody who wanted to challenge the establishment, right? He ran against the Democratic incumbent from the beginning. He was opposed to Nancy Pelosi's leadership. So this isn't anything new for him. This is sort of the claim that he's staked out, and he's not necessarily going to the table trying to win Pelosi over. So I'm not sure how much he suffers from this, whether this encourages somebody to challenge him in his next race. That remains to be seen, and remains to be seen whether he is going to be looking to run for some different office 2 years from now anyway. So I think it's uncertain.
Massachusetts Congresswoman Catherine Clarke's up for a caucus vice chair. What are you hearing about that?
Yeah, I mean, she's getting a lot of support from folks here. You know, it just shows the real strength of and the real impact of folks from Massachusetts are having here in D.C. For such a small state population-wise, it really has an outsized role when it comes to politics in D.C. And Congresswoman Clark is no exception to that.
All right. Kimberly Atkins, Washington Bureau Chief of the Boston Herald. Thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Stay with us. Coming up, a federal judge says a Massachusetts jail must provide opioid addiction medication behind bars. We'll hear from Essex County Sheriff Kevin Coppinger. I'm Deborah Becker. This is Radio Boston.